popping in on this Tuesday. Happy, happy Tuesday on this first day of August. First day of August. I'm glad we out of June. I'm glad we out of July. Because it was just too hot. The closer I get to the fall, the better I am. It gets me closer to football season. It gets me closer to better weather. Because, again, you know, I like the 80-degree weather. I like the 70s. You know what I mean? So, happy Tuesday to everybody. Also, too, I'm excited because we got some weight loss goals. Hey, Sonya. We got some weight loss goals that we're going to accomplish. I'm just amped because, again, we're setting up for the holiday season. I mean, for the fall season and the holiday season. So I'm anxious to see how many pounds you can drop between now and your next event, whatever your next event is. Matter of fact, put your next event that you're looking forward to in the comments for me, please. What are you looking forward to? What's your next great event that you want to shut down, that you want to break necks, drop jaws, and stop conversations at? Where is it? What is it? Where is it? What's the date? And also, too, put in the comments how much you want to lose before that event. What's your goals? So, also, too, DM me hashtag 100 if you want 6 months of my online workout program. It's normally $180 for 6 months, but I'm going to give you a discount of $80. So DM me hashtag 100 to get 6 months of my online. We're going to put you in a private group where you get daily homework, daily videos. I become your accountability coach, all that other good stuff. This deal won't last long, so go get it. Now, if you want the supplement line with the online workout program, DM me hashtag SSS to get the super stomach shredder membership, and we'll hook you up with that also. So you got two options. So let's go, because again, we got goals for the month of August, and we're going to absolutely crush and obliterate everything. Now, for today's Kenya Fire Talk, take off your shoes. Take off your shoes for a second. When you've taken off your shoes, put shoes in the comment section to let me know you're taking them off, because I'm going to step on your toes whenever I step on your toes by saying some stuff that make you be like, oh, hey, you talking about me. Put toes or this was for me, coach, in the comments. Also, too, for those who just drop it in, make sure you like, make sure you share this broadcast, please, because sharing is a caring. Let me see. I got shoes. Okay. Folks that took shoes off. Okay, cool. Let me step on your toes. Now, today I'm going to talk about building confidence. And the number one way you can build your confidence, for those who struggle with your confidence, put me in the comment section for me. No shame. No shame at all. Put me in the comments if you struggle with your confidence. Now, one of the things I'm going to challenge you to start doing is keeping your word. Not only keeping your word to other people, that's one thing, but I need for you to start keeping your word better with yourself. Because everything starts with you. If you don't trust you, let me show you how this works. If you don't trust you, you won't trust yourself in relationships. If you don't trust you, you won't trust yourself to make great decisions whenever you start that business venture. If you don't trust you, you won't trust yourself to lose that weight you're trying to lose. I can't tell you how many times people have said, well, coach, I failed so many times. You know, I've tried so many different things. See, you don't trust yourself. Why? Because you don't keep your word. Now, Let me also say this too, because I'm a strong believer that how you do one thing is how you do all things. Okay. So what are the things you really have to start doing, excuse me, is learning how to say no and being firm with your no's. If you're the type of person who's guilty of saying yes and agreeing to certain things when you really want to say no, say me coach in the comment section. Say me coach. Okay. Okay. Because what happens is when you don't keep your word and you're constantly sacrificing yourself for other people who don't even love you like that, then what happens is people pick up on that and people take advantage of that because you seem unsure and you do things that you really don't want to do. It's kind of like, for instance, how many times have you been in a relationship to where somebody did you wrong and you were just like, I'm tired. I don't want to go through this anymore. I'm tired. I don't want to be with you no more. This is over. Fast forward 3-4 days later, y'all back together again. How many times has a family member asked, hey, can we have this event at your house? Can we have it here? First thing you say, no, I don't want to do it. Cause you know, last time y'all left this mess and I had to clean up everything and y'all blah, y'all blah. 1 week later, yeah, y'all can have it at the house. It's no problem. You know, I'm good. I'll get over it. See, how you do one thing is how you do all things, and people pick up on that. And that's why people constantly run through you and they take advantage of you because they don't trust your word. You have the reputation now of she'll say no initially, but if you keep asking and asking and asking, eventually you'll catch her on the right day. You have to stop being that person because not only do they not trust your word, you don't trust your word. Therefore, your confidence issue. Because again, you don't stick to your word. But how do I fix that, coach? Always remember, everything is a work. Everything is a work. So it's kind of like with losing weight. You can't lose weight until you become intentional. You can't lose weight until you pick a number on that scale to conquer. So you have to identify, okay, what do I need to work on? Where am I failing? Now, this is where you put your big girl draws on and your big boy draws on. This is when you got to identify and be like, you know what? I do struggle with this. I need to attack this. See, life gets so much better when you learn how to attack your life. And you become an official adult by attacking your life and being like, you know what? This has been killing me long enough. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to be intentional. And every time I do something great in this area, I'm going to give myself credit. And that's how I'm going to build myself back up. I've got to build credibility with myself. When I can learn how to build credibility with myself, everybody else will fall in line. Because I believe in my yes and I believe in my no, they believe in my yes. They know I'm going to come through. But they also believe in my no. When I say no, don't ask me no more. Stunned. Don't worry about it. So my challenge for you today is work on your words and sticking to your worst. But coach, it's hard telling people no. But see, they don't have a problem telling you no. They don't have a problem telling you no. They don't have a problem not coming through for you. They don't have an issue. So again, sometimes you got to look at the people and ask the solid question of, okay, do they produce for me or do they do nothing but produce excuses for me? See, that'll help you a whole lot. That will help you tremendously when you learn how to say no, when you understand that these people don't have problems saying no to you, okay? So work on your words, and when you work on your words, you build your confidence. So if you agree to take my confidence challenge for today, say I got you, coach, in the comment section. Again, if you want respect, you got to work on your word. Because if you don't respect you and you don't respect your word, they won't either. They won't either. And I'm the type of person to where, you know, I don't care if you like me, I don't care if you love me. But the one thing you will do is respect me. Feel me on that. Again, I don't care if you like or love me. Don't matter. But the one thing you will do is respect my word, and you will respect me as a person. I'm telling you. So let's work on that. Let's really, really, really work on that. Let's really dig into that. And also, too, if this message was for you, because you have a hard time with your word and you struggle with your confidence because you don't trust yourself, say this was for me, coach. If this was for you, say this message today was for me, because I do struggle. I do struggle with my confidence. I don't believe in me anymore. It's cool. Everything's a work and everybody has been there. So there's no shame in that. Absolutely no shame in it. Okay? Now, the shame comes when you identify an issue and a problem and you do nothing about it. That's when you become shameful. When you've identified your problem, but you still don't make a move on nothing. You still don't change nothing. That's when you become shameful. But again, we ain't doing that because we're all about improving, okay? We're all about getting better in every area of life. How about that? So that's what's up. Again, if you want 6 months of my online workout program, DM me hashtag 100. And if you want the Super Stomach Shredder membership, that's the supplements and the online workout program, DM me hashtag SSS to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. And let's get it. Let's dominate August. Let's drop those pant sizes. Let's go from good to what? Let's get that waist snatch. Most importantly, let's work on the total you. All phases of you, from the rooter to the tutor. Because again, we got to make sure every area of your life is attractive, fine, sexy, beautiful. Because again, we attract. And that's why we'll never have to chase. How about that? So y'all be good. Have a great one. Love y'all. I'm gone.